Has the rescue helicopter ever helped out someone from your family or even your town? It's always there in times of great need. One of the people behind the helicopter who's always been there for the community, and today it's 40 years since he started, Graham Nickerson. And Nicko is celebrating 40 years with the rescue helicopter service today and is with me now. Graham, good morning.
Morning, Craig. How are you, mate?
Very well. Does it seem like 40 years ago that you started?
No, it doesn't, mate, to be honest. I've said all along it's such an easy service to work for, and what's the old cliche? If you enjoy going to work, you're not really going to work. So, no, it's just another day, a big milestone, of course, but so proud to be a part of this service.
If I said to you, what's the first job that you've attended with the rescue helicopter over 40 years ago, what's the one that sticks in your memory the most?
Well, I've got to say the first job would have been a fatal. My very first ever job was a fatal car accident on the Tea Gardens turnoff. But I think the job that sticks in my memory the most, which has had a lasting impact on me, would have been the Kempsey bus crash. It's obviously still Australia's worst ever road disaster.
And from memory, that was a head-on collision between a bus and a truck?
No, that was the one up at Grafton. This one was the two buses that collided at Clyde Bucker in the early hours of the morning, just to the north of Kempsey.
Do you talk about that accident often or not at all?
Well, by default, I guess I talk about it often because it's had such a lasting impact on me with my mental health, and it's still with me today, as you know. So, I guess that started my journey to me actually leaving the service 3 years ago. It was it did have an impact on me, and being so young at the time, I thought I could tough it out and get through it, but it came and bit me on the bum later on. Certainly did.
We have spoken about that many times, and that's something you do have to manage. There's no doubt about that, and so many have post-traumatic stress incidents in their life. The positives, the great positives that you have faced or experienced in 40 years, you say, is it the camaraderie amongst the teams?
Oh, Craig, it's a big family over there. It's a big family, and I like to see that it's not about me. It's about the people I work with, and you know, I'm just one of the links in the big chain of that well-oiled machine over there, and or one cog, if you like. And you know, there's so many people that make this service work. We always see the pointy end when the helicopter lands and some of the jobs it does, but I'm fortunate enough to have worked at the pointy end and now in the marketing team, where I get to see the people behind the scenes that not many people see, like the volunteers who volunteer their time to raise funds for the community and the service, the aircraft engineers who fly, who work on these machines 24/7, the men and women that make this helicopter safe, that brings everyone back home to their families and make it available to the community there. The men and women there, they just work tirelessly to keep these aircraft in the air. I've got to say the biggest thing I'm in awe of, and the people that I'm in awe of, are the medics, the ambulance critical care paramedics, and the critical care doctors who fly with us on every machine on every mission. And I've just amazed to this day what they do to save lives. It's we're the rapid transport, and they're the lifesavers, those men and women, and they do an absolutely incredible job.
Graham Nickerson with me this morning. 40 years ago today, he started with the rescue helicopter here in the Hunter. How have things changed from the day you started with the service to how the service is today?
Oh, it's a world-class service today. When I started, it was as a trainee when I was 17. I was fortunate enough to be given a an opportunity to start training by Terry Mulver, one of the founders. And I couldn't qualify until I was 18. That was the legal age back then. And running up and down the beach doing surf patrols. I loved aviation, loved helicopters, and it was a natural thing for me to try and get into the service. And as I said, fortunately, I was given a crack at it, and I just grew with the service. Like, I'm a plumber by trade, not a very good one, but I am a plumber by trade, and this was just a stepping stone for me, and I just grew with the service. And as I said, world-class service now. We operate 4 AW139 state-of-the-art aircraft right throughout the New England Northwest to the north, to the state borders in Queensland, and covering over half the state of New South Wales. So it's changed dramatically, and I don't think anyone really envisaged that when the service started back in 75 that it was going to grow into a world-class service as we have today. And you know, we've got one group of people to thank. And that's the communities who get behind this service and own the service and raise the money to keep it in the air. We can't do this service or can't supply this world-class service without the good people of the regions.
Graeme, it's great to talk to you today. Congratulations on 40 years, mate, and appreciate you having a chat.
Thanks, Craig, and thanks for your time, mate.